ఉపహార కంకణ హఠా నిధుత రత్న ఛవిః శ్రోణి మండల కింకిణి కలరవం మంజిర మంజుధ్వని శ్రీమత్ పాద సరోరుహం భజ మనురాధాభిధానం మహా. The most munificent Sriman Mahaprabhu, he has appeared in this fallen age of Kali to deliver the fallen souls such as ourselves. His very confidential associate, Srila Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad, he is stating his prayer in verse number 121 of Sri Sri Radha Rasodhanidhi. In Maharashtra, Srimati Radharani is doing Abhisar and he is praying for a vision of the beautiful, resplendent Srimati Radharani. He is begging to meditate on the lotus feet of Ishwari. For the last 2 days we were relishing Srimati Radharani's beauty through this verse. O mind, please immerse yourself in the lotus feet of the indescribable brilliance called Radha. Srimat Pada Saruruham Bhajamano Radha Bhidhanam Maha. He is saying that he wants to constantly immerse in the effulgence called Sri Sri Radha. Here, Prabhudananda Saraswati Pad has used the word Srimat Pada. He has got the vision of Ishwari. He has seen the resplendent form and he has enjoyed through the relish of Sri Krishna beautiful form of his Abhishta, that is, of what he desires, Swamini, that is Swamini. He has shown us intense misery, greed, thirst. We sadhak should have such misery, greed, thirst, a craving for our desired beloved. And this is the reason why the sphurti or the vision disappears from time to time. And Saraswati Pad, he is craving more and more to get that vision again. This is why the vision disappears, to increase the thirst. Thakur Moshai has said, Param Nagur Krishna Taheha Oti Krishna Bhajatare Brojo Bhav Loiya. This means that Sri Krishna, he is the supreme beloved. Now here, as soon as he uses the word Nagor or beloved, it means automatically that he is love sporting with Srimati Radharani. So which means that we have to be extremely thirsty for that Sri Krishna who is love sporting with Ishwari. And we have to Bhajatare Brajo Bhav Loiya, that means we have to worship him in the mood of Manjari. This Madhur Ras, it can be relished maximum in Manjari Swarup. So over here, the Bhav of a Brajavasi, here the Brajavasi refers to Manjari. Because all Brajavasis do not relish the love sports. They don't come in contact with the confidential love sports of Radha Krishna. It is only the Manjaris. So this is actually Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhajan. This is the true Gaudiya Vaishnava Bhajan. So we saw that we have to be intensely thirsty, but we find that in material life when we feel thirsty, then our thirst is of different levels. Sometimes we are thirsty, but still we continue to finish a particular work. We say that let me finish this work and then I'll drink water. It's like we are thirsty, but our mind is still on some material work. So similarly, even as sadhaks, so as sadhaks, our mind is sometimes on what we are doing, but we are also thirsty, and we can ignore the thirst. However, we have to become so much immersed in bhajan, and we have to follow the rules of do's and don't of bhajan so much that we become intensely thirsty for serving Radha Krishna. Here our acharyas, they have given us to example of a typhoid patient. It is not that a typhoid patient does not drink water, he drinks water, but still he thirsts for more and more water. A loving devotee, if we are loving devotees, our thirst should also be like this. It's not like we have some attention towards our worldly work and at the same time we are thirsting also for bhajan or for seva. Not like this. Our thirst should be so tremendous that this world should be a pain for us. It should be painful, in fact, to turn our attention to worldly responsibilities. We should be eagerly, enthusiastically, so much immersed in bhajan. We should have so much energy. If we are loving devotees, then in smaran, shravanam, kirtanam, we should be constantly immersed in the vision of Radharani Seva. While we are sadhak, while these are eternal associates, poets like Saraswati Pad are eternal associates, so they are so much thirsty for their abhishta, that is Swamini. And he is praying for the intensely brilliant, luminescent lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. He is using the word Srimat Pada Saroruham. What does it mean? Shri over here means prosperous, extremely opulent. So Radharani's lotus feet has been described by our acharyas as that her lotus feet are so brilliant that Brahma, Maheshwar, etc. What does it etc. include? It includes sages like Narad, Uddhav, and all the Mahajans. Even they just crave to get a drop of that light emerging from her lotus feet. But of course, she is so much beyond their reach. Such a great personality is Radharani. All Brahma, Narad, Uddhav, they are so much maha qualified, but still she is out of their reach. So, which means that what level of bhajan we have to perform to get her seva. What to speak of Brahma, Narad and all, even Sakshat, that means actual Uddhav Mahashaya, who is so close to Shri Krishna, to whom Shri Krishna has said that, "Oh Uddhav, you are in no way less than me. I consider you to be most loving. I love you so much." In fact, he says in Srimad Bhagavatam that, "I don't love Shankar so much." Remarkable words, wonderful words. He is speaking so lovingly to Uddhavji. He is saying, "My dear Uddhav, Brahma has come out from the lotus arising out of my navel. Yet I don't love him so much. Shankar, who is so much loving to me, but yet I don't love him so much. Kamala Devi, she is my eternal consort. Still I don't love her so much. I love you more than I love them. In fact, what to tell you about them? I don't love myself so much, how much I love you." So which means that Govinda loves Uddhav more than he loves himself. Yet, we see that in Vrindavan, when he saw the prem of the Brijwalas, the bridge maidens. When he came to console them, and when he saw the topmost bridge bala, Shri Shri Radharani, then he was stupefied. He was mesmerized and he fell silent in front of her. Before he left bridge, he prayed at her lotus feet that please I may get the dust, just one speck of dust from the feet of Brajasundari. He prayed as the scriptures say, and we quote, even the Shrutis, that means the Vedic scriptures, they're searching for Mukunda's lotus feet. And we see that these Brajavalas, they have adored those feet of Mukunda in such a manner that Mukunda's lotus feet are encaged in their hearts. While even the Vedic scriptures have not reached Mukunda's lotus feet. Aha, I wish I was so fortunate that I could be just a blade of grass or a moss in the earth of Brijadham. Oh, Dhammashaya, what will you get then if you become a blade of grass or moss? He is answering, I will then get a speck of dust from their lotus feet. You want to become a blade of grass? Brahmaji had wanted that he wanted to become some sort of stone outside the village where the sweepers would come and wash their feet, and then that water would fall on his head. Then he would feel blessed. But Uddhav Mahashaya, he doesn't want that. He wants that in Vrindavan, he wants to become a blade of grass. So we devotees would like to ask, oh Uddhav Mahashaya, better you would have prayed to become a stone like Brahmaji. Because then the maidens of bridge would have come and washed their feet there. But what is the use? You become a blade of grass here. What probability that you will get a speck of dust? So Uddhav Mahashaya, he is answering, according to our acharyas are explaining that, no, it is not because I think that the probability of getting the dust of their lotus feet is very high. It is not because of that. But I want to become a blade of grass here because I want devotee sangha. Around me there will be other blades of grass. And why these jivas have become blade of grass in Vrindavan, the ones around me? Because when they have this desire that they should get dust from the Brajabala's feet. So which means all of us have the same desire and we are growing in the same place. When the breeze blows, then one blade of grass will fall on me. I will also fall on the other blade of grass. We will rub shoulders with each other and thus express our love, because this is the way blades of grass take sangha. And through this, our acharyas are explaining that how Uddhav Mahashaya, he wants to become blade of grass so that he can take association of what our acharyas have already said, that sajatiya snigdha bhakta sangha. That means we should take the association of devotees who are sajatiya, that means in the same mood or in the same bhajan process as ourselves, and this is very important part of bhajan, the most important part of bhajan. And then Uddhav Mahashaya is saying that as I continue to associate with these sajatiya, that means with blade of grass, which have the same bhav as myself, then all of us together, our desire will become very intense and we will become so thirsty and craving that our thirst will drive Shyam Sundar to blow into the flute and play his magical flute song that will attract the Brijbalas, who will rush like crazy, and then they will rush over our heads, trampling upon us and blessing us with the dust of their lotus feet. So Srimad Pada Sarodham Bhajamano Radha Bhidhanam Maha. We have appeared in Mahaprabhu's age. This Kali Yuga is so special. So Sri Gaurasundar, he has appeared to give us this wonderful gift of Manjari Sadhan, Manjari Bhav Sadhan. You are so lucky that you have gained this wonderful bhajan. You are so fortunate that you have beheld the lotus feet of Sriman Mahaprabhu. Koti Kamala Tanmai Kapadam. He is Swam Bhagavan. And how are his lotus feet? Crores of Kamalas, that is Lakshmi's, they are praying. Not just praying, their hearts are completely absorbed in meditating upon them. And he is meditating on her lotus feet. Jar Shondar Jagun Banche Lakshmi Parvati, that means Radharani, what are her qualities? Even Satyabhama, she is aspiring to become like her. She wishes she could become like her, but of course she can't. And Lakshmi, Parvati, such exalted goddesses, they are aspiring to become like her. Tar Patibrata Dharma Banche Arundhati, that means that Devi Arundhati, who is famous for her chastity, she wants to become chaste like Radharani. Jar Shadgunir Krishna Napan Par, this means even Sri Krishna, he cannot conceive her wonderful, excellent qualities. They are beyond his imagination. Taha kamune bonide ajiv char, that means how can this worthless jeev describe her excellences? Srila Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami, he is writing this in Chaitanya Charitamrita. What is she? She is the essence, the knowledge of that Sachidananda Parabrahma Shri Krishna. And Prabodhananda Saraswati Pad is saying, Srimad Pada Saroroham Bhaja, that means meditate upon her wonderful lotus feet. As soon as he is saying that you will have to meditate, serve her lotus feet, that means definitely he is saying become a manjari, because as a male definitely we cannot get her seva. It is only the manjaris who have the adhikar, the qualification to serve her. Even the sakis, they cannot serve her lotus feet. She won't allow it. It is Lord Gaurasundar who has given us very compassionately this Manjari Bhav Sadhana in this special Kali Yoga. Radha Krishna Lila ei oti gurho taro Dasho Batsaladi Bhave Nahoy Gochar Shabe Ak Shokhi Gane Iha Vilas. So he is saying that this Chaitanya Charitamrita is saying that the ones who are in Vatsalya Bhav and Sakya Bhav, they can never enter the pastimes of Radha Krishna. Only the Sakhis have the adhikar, the qualification to enter the sweet pastimes. And then he is saying that Shokhi Rano Gatta Vinayi Har Futi Nahi Hai. That means that if we are not anugata, that means if we are not subordinate to the sakhis and we do bhajan in their footsteps, then we will never be able to gain seva of these confidential pastimes. The Sakhis arrange these pastimes and they relish these pastimes. Shokhi bhabe jei tare kore onugoti. Radha Krishna kuncho seva shaddho sei pai. Ei shaddho paite ar nahi ko upai. So, which means that only when we have anugatya, that means we are subordinate to and we follow, we do bhajan in subordination of the senior sakhis, that means senior devotees who are worshipping already in this manjari bhav, like Rupa Manjari, etc., and our Guru Manjari, then unless and until we are subordinate to them and we perform bhajan, we are never going to get to serve Radharani. Kunja seva we cannot get unless and until we have anugatya. So this is the topmost achievable goal, and it is possible to achieve this goal only when we are in subordination to the senior Sakhi Manjaris. This is the bhajan of Brijadham. But we have to be surrendered, and we have to be surrendered to the senior devotees who are already worshipping in the mood of Sakhi Manjari. When Srimad Mahaprabhu went to South India, there he stayed for 4 months of Chaturmasya in the house of Venkat Bhatta. Venkat Bhatta belonged to Sri Sampradaya. So for them, Lakshmi Narayan are the most worshipped deities. They consider that Krishna, Ram, Varaha, Vaman, Nrsimha are all the avatars, the incarnations of Lord Narayan. This is their theory. So Srimad Mahaprabhu, he wants to break Venkat Bhatta's pride. So when he was living there for 4 months, then of course both of them gained a friendly relation with each other. They became friends. So one day, Gosundar asked him, Bhatta tamai Lakshmi Thakurani, Kanto Bokho Sthita, Goti Potibrata Shiromoni. Amar Kanta Krishna Gopa Gocharan. So which means that your worshipped deity, your mistress, is Lakshmi Thakurani, and she is love sporting on the bosom of Lord Narayan. Crores of chaste women are worshipping her every day, while my beloved Sri Krishna, he is just a simple cowherd boy. I don't understand this, that why such your great Lakshmi Thakurani, she must come down from Vaikuntha just to make love to my cowherd boy God. It is not that she just wanted to make love to him, but she was crazy enough to perform tapasya in Brajadham, and she is still performing tapasya. So I really don't understand what is there in this cowherd boy. We read in Srimad Bhagavatam that in a prayer that your even Kamalas, Lakshmis, are doing tapasya in Brajadham to get your lotus feet, but they are not getting. So our Sweet Gaur Hari is asking, Oh Bhatta, I really don't understand this, I am foolish, please explain to me. Why Vaikuntheshwari Kamala, so much enamored by this cowherd boy? So Bhatta answered, see, it is true, we have to accept that your Krishna, he is more charming, you know. I mean, he is an avatar of Narayan, but still, he is most charming, and he has a very handsome form. So Kamala is amused. She wants to make love with him, and he is a very expert lover boy, so he manages to charm women very much. And we find that there are countless chaste women who are dying for him. So that is why it is not very faulty of Kamala Devi to also want his association. And then he looked at Prabhu and he said, okay, I think you are joking with me. You are having a good laugh at my expense, because I really don't know the answer. So Lord Gosundar, he said, okay, fine, true. But then why she should not get entry into the Ras Leela? Innumerable chaste women, they want him, fine. So the Brajabalas, they were all chaste, but they got him, and they got to the Ras dance floor. They enjoyed the Ras dance with him. I still don't understand why Vaikuntheshwari Lakshmi, she should not gain entry into the Ras dance. Because we find in the same Srimad Bhagavatam that even you people read and you honor so much, that the Shrutis, the Vedic scriptures, they gained entry into the Ras dance. They gained personal forms and they were able to dance with him on the Ras floor. Now, the Shrutis, they worship Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi is their worshipped deity. So definitely the deity is higher than the devotee. So how come the devotees, they managed to dance in the Maharas, and their deity whom they were worshipping, she did not gain entry? I don't understand, but please explain to me. This is all very confusing. So Gosundar said, this is my question. So Bhatta kahe, ईश्वरे लीला कोटि गुण गंभीर आमी क्षुद्र जीव बुद्धि सहजे अस्थिर तुमी सेई कृष्ण प्रभु जानो निज कर्म जारे जानाओ सेई जाने तोमार लीला मर्म. दिस मीन्स दैट सी प्रभु अल्टीमेटली ही गेव अप एंड ही सेड, प्रभु आई एक्सेप्ट दैट माय इंटेलिजेंस इज वेरी स्मॉल एंड I'm highly perplexed, I'm always confused creature, but you are Krishna himself, so you know everything. If you take kripa on me, then I will gain some knowledge. So it is better that you answer your own question. Then Gosundar said that Bhatto, Shruti Shab Gopi Ganer Onugato Hoya. That means the Shrutis, they were Anugata of the Gopis, and they worshipped Brajendranandan Krishna by being Anugata, that means under the subordination of the Gopis. So they did Anugatya of Gopi Bhav. Under the Gopis, they took training in how to do bhajan, while Kamala Devi, she started worshipping on her own. She thought, I will meditate and perform austerity, I will do this and I will do that, and she was performing meditation. Gopikar Anuga Huya Na Koilo Bhajan. She did not become Anuga, she did not become subordinate to a gopi and do bhajan. She was doing bhajan of her own will. The gopis, they are Krishna Prayasi, they are Krishna's sweethearts, and he does not accept anyone other than the gopis to have a love relation, because Sri Gosundar is saying very sweetly that Krishna Gopajati, that means he belongs to the caste of cowherds, and in India people are very conscious about their community to have relations. So this is why Krishna, he will not have a relation with a woman who is outside his caste. And Kamala Devi, she is definitely a lot outside the caste, being Vaikuntheshwari. So Naturally, there is no question of having a love making with her. So this is why even Sakshat Kamala Devi, she did not get him, and she will never get him. But the Shrutis, they got him because they were subordinate. They performed bhajan in subjugation to the senior gopis. So we have to be very, very anugata, become very humble and take instruction, training from higher Sakhi Manjaris. Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Parampreshtha Sakhi, Pran Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi. Five types of Sakhis. I repeat, Sakhi, Priya Sakhi, Prana Sakhi, Nitya Sakhi and Parampreshtha Sakhi. We can also classify the Sakhis into three categories. Samasneha, Vishamasneha, Adhiksneha. The Adhiksneha Sakhis, they are the Manjaris. Adhiksneha definition? The Sakhis who had little more love for Radharani. And the Manjaris have more love for Radharani. Thakur Mahasaya has said, Samasneha and the Asamasneha, we are not supposed to do Nakaraleha. That means we should not do Anugatya to the other two types of Sakhis. But we should do anugatya of only the Sakhi Manjaris. Leha also means affection, to have affection. It is not that we should not have affection for the other types of Sakhis. The Manjaris show respect. I mean, they have respect, not just show. They have respect for all types of Sakhis. But still, as Sakhi Manjaris, we sadhak should be more, we should show anugatya for only those devotees who are in the mood of Sakhi Manjaris. Shirupo Manjari Shar, Shiruti Manjari Yar, Labanga Manjari Manjilali. So Thakur Mahasaya is saying that these are the senior Sakhi Manjaris of his. That is, Thakur Mahasaya's senior Sakhi Manjaris are the Rupa Manjari, Labanga Manjari, Roti Manjari, Manjulali Manjari, his own Guru Manjari, Lokanath Goswami's Manjari Swarup is Manjulali Manjari. So Thakur Mahasaya is saying that we should have anugatya for all these Manjaris. For us sadhaks also of our time, we should also follow in the footsteps of the instructions of these same Manjaris, such as Rupa Manjari, Labanga Manjari, that is Sanatan Goswami, Rati Manjari, Rasa Manjari. And Thakur Mahasaya is saying, energetically, we should serve Radha, Govinda and perform prem seva, loving seva under their subordination. Ingite bujibo shab kaj. The senior Sakhi Manjari, she will only give a hint with her eyes and immediately I will understand what seva I have to perform. Energetically, I will perform that seva. Rupe gune dogamogi, shada habo anuragi, bashati koribo shokhi maz, brindabune duijon, chotur dike shokhi gon, shamay bujhiya rash, shokhid ingit habi, chamur jhulabo kobi, tambur jogabo chand mukhe, jugal charano shedi, nirantar ei bhabi, onuragi hoi boshadai, sadhune bhabibo jaha, siddho dehe pavotaha, pakka pakko. So, this means that Thakur Mahasaya is saying, bouncing with beauty and talents, we Sakhi Manjaris are going to be enthusiastically serving the lotus feet of the divine couple. when will that day come that the senior Sakhi Manjari will gesture to me and I will fan the divine couple after they have performed their love sports. The divine couple is going to sit on a gem throne surrounded by all the Sakhis, and then I will put the betel leaf on near their sweet lips. So when will that day come that I will serve in this manner? Because whatever we meditate upon now, only that we will get in Siddha Deha. Sadhane jidhan chai Siddha Deha taha pai. So it means that whatever we meditate upon now, we are going to get this in Siddha Deha. This is the precious wealth of bhajan, and this is the process of Raganuga bhajan. In fact, this is a huge psychological process. This is experimented, it is tried, tested, proved. That if we perform sadhana in Manjari Swarup, if we do this meditation under the subordination of senior devotee Sakhi Manjari, then we gain this training, what we have to do, what we don't have to do, then most definitely we gain Siddha Swarup. Sadhune je dhan chai Siddha Dehe taha pai Pakka pakko matra ei bicha. Just now the fruit is raw. We are in sadhak stage, so we are compared to the raw fruit. But as we perform meditation under Anugatya, this same fruit will become ripe and we will gain Siddha Deha. We will gain actual seva of sweet Radha Govinda. It is a natural process, this ripening. So just now in sadhak stage it is raw, and when it becomes ripe, the same thing will become prem bhakti. Now sadhana, then prem bhakti. Ei bhakti labbha sar. Thakur Mahasaya is saying that this is the essence of sadhana. This is why we are doing any bhakti, or any sadhak does any bhakti. Whatever we may know, whatever bhajan processes we may know, but this is the sara sar, that means the essence of bhajan. Thakur Mahasaya has said the last word. For Gaudiya Vaishnava, this has to be the goal of performing bhakti, to serve the divine couple in the kunja in Manjari Swarup. And Raganuga is the only process to achieve this. But yes, we have to remember, how do we do this meditation? Atmanam chinte tatva. This means that we have to meditate on our Siddha Swarup. And how is it? It is Kishori Pramadakritim. That means very, very beautiful, very wonderful proportion, Kishori, adolescent girls. This is our Siddha Swarup, and we have to meditate on that as it is given by Sri Gurudev. How our Gurudev has given us that Siddha Swarup? He has given us Ekadash Bhav, the 11 aspects of the Manjari Swarup. So we have to meditate on all these aspects, and we have to immerse ourselves in the Ashtakarya Leela Smaran. If we want that fruit, if we want the Nikunja Seva, then it is necessary to perform meditation here now. We have to perform sadhana bhajan to make this fruit ripe, we have to meditate on our Swarup. Now, how to meditate? It does not mean that we just think of ourselves of an adolescent girl and keep on seeing this adolescent girl in meditation. That is not so. In fact, this is not proper sadhana to think like this. Please remember that our acharyas have said, Gopi Bhav Kori Ongikar. That means we have to accept Gopi Bhav. The Bhav is very, very important, and we have to do Anugatya of this Bhav. That means that senior devotees practicing in Sakhi Manjari Swarup, they are meditating, then what is their Bhav? So we have to serve them, be humbly subordinate to them, and we have to gain their Bhav. So first of all, to understand this, how to have Anugatya for Bhav, to understand this, we need to understand some deep tattva. Govinda, he is Paramatma. He is all mighty, all shaktis. He has all shaktis. And the Atma is what? Jivatma. It is a shakti. Paramatma Govinda, he has three shaktis. One is internal, antaranga. We also call that shakti as Swarup Shakti. He has another shakti, which is Bahiranga Shakti or Maya Shakti. In between these two, the Swarup Shakti and the Maya Shakti, he has another shakti, that is Tatastha Shakti or Jeev Shakti. What is this Jeev Shakti? Jeev Shakti is Prakriti or nature. That is its Swarup. It is nature. Prakriti. In Bhagavad Gita, the Lord has clearly stated that this Jiva Shakti, O Mahabahu, O mighty armed Arjun, this Jiva Shakti, what is it? It is Param Prakritim. That means it is a Para Shakti. Here Para Shakti does not refer to the internal Shakti or Supreme Shakti, because Para usually means Supreme. So we will think that Jiva Shakti is the Supreme Shakti, that is Ladini Shakti. No, it's not like that. Here Para just means it is a better Shakti. Better than what? Better than Maya Shakti. So the Jiva Shakti, it is just higher or better than the Maya Shakti. But what has happened? This Jiva Shakti, although it is higher or better than Maya Shakti, O Mahabaho, that means O mighty armed Arjun, you understand what happens. This Jiva Shakti, it comes in contact with Maya. That means we come in contact with Maya, and then we fall into ignorance and illusion. We forget our Swarup, and we just drown in Maya, because we are Tatastha Shakti. That means we are in between the internal Shakti and the Maya Shakti. So we can go either into Maya, or we can get attracted by Swarup Shakti, the internal Shakti. So Krishna Bahirmukh Huya, that means the Jiva Shakti, it has become Bahirmukh. That means adverse to Shri Krishna, turned away from Shri Krishna. And because it has turned away from Shri Krishna, what has happened? That this Maya Shakti has dragged him into her clutches. So our question may be that Shri Bhagavan is telling in Bhagavad Gita that Jiva Shakti is better. It is a Parashakti or Parapakriti. Then how come Maya manages to grasp it or grab it? How it is that Krishna bhuli shei jivanadi bohirmukh? How is it possible that Jiva Shakti has forgotten Shri Krishna from time infinite? When did it happen? When did Jiva forget Shri Krishna? Our Shri Jiva Goswami has replied that no, there is no particular time. We cannot say, look, this is the date from which Jiva has forgotten Shri Krishna. He has written in his Sandarbhas that there are always from eternity two groups of Jivas. One is very fortunate, they are enjoying the pleasure of Seva, of Radha Govinda, and there is another section of Jivas who have forgotten Shri Krishna. So they are eternal servants. They are Nitya Mukta Bhunje Krishna Shebashuk and Nitya Baddha. That means these Jivas who have forgotten Shri Krishna, they are suffering in hellish planets from that infinite time, because they have not gained seva. And because of this root aparad of forgetting Shri Krishna, the ghost-like maya or the demoness-like maya is punishing us by making us suffer. And with her trishul, which comprises of the three types of sufferings, she is constantly striking us and she is making us suffer. And our Chaitanya is explaining that tar das hoya lathi khai, this means that we become the servants of Maya and we get kicked by her. Bhromite bhromite jabe sadhu sanga pai, this means when we, after constantly roaming lots in the cycle of birth and death, when we come across sadhu sanga, then we come to know about Shri Krishna, then our fortunate days start. So after we come in contact with sadhu sangha, our bhajan starts. Remember, we were talking of our bhajan of Raganuga, which is in anugatya of the gopi bhavs. So once more, let us explain another thing, that is, Jeev is Shakti. We must remember this. So, since Jeev is Shakti, Jeev is the enjoyed person. So, we are meant to be enjoyed. Shri Krishna is Shaktiman. So, he is the supreme enjoyer. And we are to be enjoyed. As soon as we say that Jeev is Shakti, it means that it is to be enjoyed. We have got this body which is made of Maya, made up of these five elements. And so we are constantly thinking of this body. And we are thinking, I am a woman, I am a man, and I am thinking, I am the enjoyer. We keep forgetting that we are meant to be enjoyed. We cannot be the enjoyer, but always we are thinking we are enjoying and we want to enjoy. But the fact is that our natural self is meant to be enjoyed. This is our natural identity, that we should be enjoyed by Govinda. So if we let this happen, because this is natural, then we will get happiness. But we don't realize this. We think if we enjoy, we will become happy. And this is the cause of our suffering. Okay, once we understand this, that we are the enjoyed, now how to make ourselves enjoyed by Govinda? How to make Govinda enjoy us? Because after all, we have fallen into Maya. That is for sure. So we are tied by Maya. Now, Sri Krishna, He is Bhagavan. He is above Maya. Why should He enjoy us? Who are fallen into Maya? Sri Krishna, whom does He enjoy? He enjoys His Swarup Shakti, His internal Shakti. He does not want to enjoy anything which is mingling with Maya Shakti. So now, it means that if we jivas, we want to be happy and we want to be enjoyed by Sri Krishna, then we will have to get the kripa of Swarup Shakti. And we have to come inside the boundary of Swarup Shakti. If we gain or mingle with the Swarup Shakti, that is, if we join with Swarup Shakti, then we will become qualified to be enjoyed by Sri Krishna. Now, who is this Swarup Shakti? Swarup Shakti, or the intense form of Swarup Shakti, is Sri Sri Radharani. Sri Sri Radharani, she is present in two forms. One is as Sri Radharani, the form that we can see, and another way she is present is through the chain of Guru Parampara, the chain of devotees, the unbroken chain of devotees. This is why it is so very important for us to take Diksha in Guru Parampara, where Guru Parampara is present. This is the only way that the Swarup Shakti travels. So it travels through this unbroken chain of Guru Parampara. As soon as we say Guru Parampara, we mean unbroken chain. So it travels through that to us. And now when we do Shravanam, Kirtanam, it destroys our connection with Maya and makes us worthy of being enjoyed by Sri Bhagavan. So we become the pure offering to Sri Bhagavan. But for this we need to have anukatya for the bhav of the senior. Shokhi onubhuti bina oisharjo gyane bhojileo na pai Brajendra Nandane. This means that if we don't have anukatya for sakhi, then even if we perform bhajan in Aishwarya Gyan, we are not going to get Brajendra Nandan. The rishis who were meditating in Dandakaranya, when they saw the beauty of Lord Ramchandra, then they were greedy to make love with him. They got Lord Ramchandra's mercy. Then they got this gopi body, they did anugatya, they became maidservant of the senior gopis. And then they got birth of gopi where they could enjoy loving pastime with Govinda. Same thing, Shrutis also. Shrutis themselves have said, our acharyas have explained this, that they became maidservants of the gopis and performed bhajan. Then they got gopi deha, gopi bodies, by which they could enter the Ras Leela. Bhav means to be completely absorbed. We have to be completely absorbed in bhajan. When we become completely absorbed with the subject of our meditation, then we say we have got bhav. Of course, these Shrutis or these Rishis, they got Naika Bhav. That means they became Sri Krishna's beloveds. We can do Anugatya of Sakhi Manjari. Because Gaudiya Vaishnavas have to do Anugatya of Manjari Bhav. Then only we will get this fortunate Srimad Pada Saruruham Bhajan. That means the worshipping of the lotus feet of Srimati Radharani. Only when we perform bhajan in Manjari Swarup, in Anugatya, there is no way to worship this Srimad Pada Saroruham, that means these lotus feet, wonderful, opulent, majestic, resplendent lotus feet of Srimati Radharani, without being subordinate and surrendering humbly at the feet of senior Vaishnavas performing bhajan in the mood of Sakhi Manjari. Sriman Mahaprabhu having kripa on us, we shall